Now, when you finish going potty, do you know what you have to do next?
You just gone potty, day number two. Now what you gonna do? You're gonna wipe your bottom, front to back. Wipe, it's easy as that. Find the toilet paper, then take hold. Give it a pull, watch the toilet paper roll. Wipe your bottom, front to back. Wipe, it's easy as that. Oh, wipe your bottom, front to back. Wipe, it's easy as that. Wipe your bottom.
Woo! Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson back here with you as promised to kick off a new week of programs. Got a great one for you today. Real quick, before we get into the meat and potatoes of today's show, I've got a very short clip of a guy jerking off in public and some broad who doesn't take too kindly to that.
You fucking bastard! Don't you do that!
That's it. That's all I wanted to play.
You fucking bastard!
You fucking bastard! Put your penis back in your pants! Come on!
You fucking bastard! Don't you do that!
Don't you do that on the car! The guy's like jerking off on the sidewalk. He's sort of hiding behind a bunch of cars that are parallel parked. And, you know, that's not a very smart move if you're masturbating, because the sidewalk is where people walk. A lot of foot traffic. And, you know, people can easily see you jerking off. You're not gonna get much cover from the cars. You see, this guy was an idiot, thinking he could hide behind cars so no one would see him. Yet he's on the sidewalk right where people are walking past him. He really thought that one through.
You fucking bastard! Don't you do that!
Right, very good. Now listen, I love retard audio. You know that. I've been playing it for years. I think when retards speak, the world smiles. I'm getting that quote on a bumper sticker. That sounds real good. When retards speak, the world smiles. Or at least I laugh at them. But, you know, when you're out in public and you actually see a retard in person, it's different, you know, than me playing it on the show. And so I witnessed a retard, and there was a moment where I said, I can't record this. It's too close to home. I can't make fun of a retard I'm staring at. He's a very sweet little boy. And then I said, man up, Tim. Came to my senses. I said to myself, you know who you are. You're a monster, and you'll never change. Just own it. And so I whipped out my iPhone and hit record. Now, I justify it in my head by saying this. I make fun of everyone. And this is no different than someone who has a speech impediment or just who laughs funny. They can't control it, but it's still amusing. I'm sorry your brain is all mushy. And it don't work so good. That's not why I'm making fun of you. I'm making fun of you because it sounds funny. You see, there's a difference, I think. I don't know. All right, so anyway, here is some audio I captured while in public. You know, it was a nice day out in the park.
You fucking bastard!
Oops, that's the wrong one. I was masturbating in public. No, here we go.
No.
Oh, right there. Kick things off.
No.
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 I could just spend an hour analyzing that half a second.
No.
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 Love the way retards, they have to scream everything. It's all drawn out. No.
No.
They're drunk.
No. We have to go watch the
sisters.
Boo. No, we go. Yay, they're winning.
Yay.
Now, I had this fucking phone in my pocket because I was right next to these people, and I couldn't very well hold my my phone up because it was showing that it was recording. I was doing recording a voice memo. So I had the phone in my pocket, and I was afraid I wasn't going to get any audio. When that kid, the Riri, screamed yay, it totally maxed out my audio. Like,
yay!
It could not...
Oh, yeah!
It could not have been louder.
Oh, yeah! Water!
He wants water. He's thirsty. What I later found out was there was some sort of Special Olympics or just a retard softball league nearby playing. And I found that out later as I was going home. And I told the people I was with, why didn't you tell me this? I could have spent 3 hours capturing golden audio. But anyways, I missed out on that opportunity, but not this kid.
Not you.
Yeah. A lot of grunts and noises.
Any idea where Rocky is?
Nah.
I think the kid's name is Rocky, which is a great name for a retard.
Nah. Yay.
Again. I mean, doesn't that sound like Special Ed from Crank Yankers?
Yay!
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 He's over there. He's over on
the dog weighed 175 pounds.
We're talking about dogs.
What?
Exactly,
dog. I just the kid doesn't know what's going. What? What? He kind of sounds like me when I'm in a conversation because I can never hear people. I think my hearing is going bad because I always have this fucking headphones cranked up when I'm doing the show.
What?
What'd you say?
What?
What?
Exactly, darling.
You.
You.
It was like they were walking in
front of Pony?
Yeah.
Pony?
Pony? He loves.
Yeah, I got Bailey.
Listen to that.
Pony?
Pony? Pony?
Pony?
Anyone's ever done research on like the speech of handicapped? I was gonna say retarded.
Pony.
Mentally handicapped.
Pony.
The mentally gimped up.
Pony.
The unsavories.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, I got Bailey out of here. They weren't nice.
And poop.
Well, they probably did poop.
That's right.
You poop.
I got a retard saying the word poop.
And poop.
And poop.
Well, they probably did poop.
I gotta go poop.
And poop.
And poop.
Well, they probably did poop. Right. They wanted to
say you poop.
My impression is spot on. I'm half retarded myself. So there you go. That's what I was doing this weekend. I'm a monster. Moving on, I've got some great porno clips. Here is a black guy tearing up some white pussy. Yeah, literally, like her vagina hole. What is that thing called? Is like the size of a fucking pop can, like a soda can. See? Every time he pumps into her, she queefs. Very powerful dick, pushing in all sorts of air. Her cunt.
Incredible. Look at it talk now.
Pay close attention to the black guy speaking to her.
Incredible. Look at it talk now.
Yeah, we're gonna get that pussy to talk.
Pussy. Talk to me, fucking pussy. There it is. Oh my god, are you serious? You fucking kidding me, right?
They're looking at her big gaping hole right now.
Look at that fucking hole.
Look
man.
At that motherfucker just like
that's
that.
A fucking damn.
Dig in here.
Big pussy. That is a big pussy.
What I say, old chap, that is quite a big pussy. All right, there you go. Now, I've got another clip here. You have to tell me if you think this is real or not. Let me set the scene for you. We open in a hotel room where a guy is jerking off with a laptop computer on his stomach, right? He's watching porn, jerking off. Then a girl enters the room. It's either his friend or girlfriend. He's black. She's a fat white bitch, so I'm guessing it's his girlfriend. But she comes with a friend. and sort of surprises the guy jerking off. And that's pretty much what's happening here. Now, do you think this is real or staged? He's opening the door.
Yo, what the hell are you doing?
Didn't know you were bringing somebody with you.
Can you be like, stop jacking off, please?
You gotta tell me these things.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It sounds kind of fakey. Now, there's a lot going on. First of all, when the girl comes into the room with her friend, the guy continues to jerk off for a few seconds. He doesn't, like, freak out.
You gotta tell me.
He's either expecting the girls to join in, or it's very bad acting.
You gotta tell me these things. I'm sorry, I'm Mike.
I'm Laura.
Now, he stands up naked, introduces himself, and then shakes the girl's hand with the same hand he was jerking off with.
I'm sorry, I'm Mike.
I'm Laura.
I don't usually...
She's disgusting.
...spend my time jacking off in a hotel room, but...
Did you give her a handy wipe or something? What?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I totally didn't think I'm... My God, dude. Listen, we're going
out to get some food. Did you want anything? Dirty ass? No, I don't want anything.
Okay.
No, I'm going to stay in and finish jerking off. Thanks.
I do. Listen, we're taking off.
All right, here. Let me get her something.
Yeah, she's holding out her hand and looking at it like she's disgusted, like she's got shit on it or something.
I do. Listen, we're taking off.
All right, here. Let me get her something.
It's fine, really. It's okay. I can take care of it. Missed the source again.
Well, yeah. I'm needed and I'm sorry. I'm fine.
Okay. Alright, well, I'll be back in like...
You know, nothing has happened yet.
An hour.
Yeah.
Good.
There's no cum on my hands yet.
Just throw that on the floor somewhere.
Alright, that's pretty much the whole. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got another ridiculous piece of religious audio. This is from one of those large religious sermons where there's like 1,000 people in the audience, and they have a couple people walk up, and the preacher touches their forehead and they're healed. This one is a little bit different though, because it's like an actual exorcism or something.
You gotta leave. Do you have a legal right to be there? Yes or no? A legal right, yes or no?
Show me your papers.
So we lift the curse. We lift the curse. Straight! We lift the curse.
We lift the gate.
A fire and death.
We deliver
the
gate.
Oh. This is not nice. Judgment! Judgment!
He's now beating this broad over the head with a Bible. Fucking Sam Kennison.
Now, to the pit. No, say it clearly. Say it clearly. Say it clearly.
No!
It doesn't work if you say it. It's a mockery.
No.
Such bullshit. All bullshit. Yay!
Oh. I love you.
Now give us money. By the way, I thought it was just Catholics who did exorcisms, not televangelists. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support the program. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Tomorrow's show will be an extended one. Thursday's show will be Sideshow exclusive. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. It takes just a second. It uses your PayPal account. That's all I need. And then you'll automatically be enrolled. You'll get your password sent to you, and you can sign in and start enjoying all the benefits of becoming a member. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a story here from our most fucked up state. Stay with us!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes! I love this story so much. You may have heard something about this. It was kind of big news this weekend, but apparently over there in Florida, just because you're old and decrepit and you shit yourself, it doesn't mean you can't still be a terrorist, at least according to the Transportation Security Administration. They apparently defended on Sunday the actions of its airport security officers at a Northwest Florida airport after the agency came under criticism for requiring a 95-year-old woman to remove her adult diaper during a pat-down. Now look, I understand terrorists will stop at nothing to blow our shit up. However, oh, and I'm fully aware that, like, in the Middle East, they're strapping bombs to three-year-olds and shit. But a 95-year-old won't even be able to detonate the bomb herself, you know what I'm saying? Her arthritis gets in the way of hitting the button, unless it's on an automatic timer or something. And really, old people are so bad with technology, what are the odds they're gonna be able to fit themselves with a fucking bomb? They can't work the timer on a microwave, for Christ's sakes. Oh, I'll just use a toaster. Spring-based machinery is about as technologically advanced as these people get. So the odds of a 95-year-old terrorist, slim to none, I would have to say. That being said, any opportunity to make them feel inadequate or like second-class citizen or just embarrass them, I'm all for. So, you know, ultimately, I'm okay with the adult diaper pat-down. The incident took place June 18th at a Northwest Florida regional airport near Pensacola, Florida, while Jean Weber of Destin, Florida, escorted her mother, who suffers from leukemia, to Michigan to live with family members before moving into an assisted living facility. Quote, she had a blood transfusion the week before just to bolster up her strength for this travel. Christ. Weber didn't identify her mother to the cable news network CNN. While going through the airport security checkpoint, a TSA officer performed a pat-down on Weber's mother after an officer felt something suspicious on her leg. It was probably a turd or a tumor. Weber's mother was taken into a private room for further inspection. The officer then told Weber that her mother's Depend undergarment was soiled and prevented a complete pat-down from being done. What being soiled? Like, it was piss-soaked? How many bombs are urine-based? Maybe it was turds. You know, like, she was, you know how, like, the Depends fill out, they crinkle up when, you know, there's a big load in the pants? Apparently he was feeling it. Maybe it was mushy. What the hell is that? Again, bombs aren't mushy, though. I really would like to see it from TSA's standpoint, because, again, I'm all for making fun of the elderly, but it's hard to get weapons and, you know, shit confused. They're very different in texture, consistency, that type of thing. Smell. It doesn't smell like a gun. However, her ass is most certainly loaded. Quote, it's something I couldn't imagine happening on American soil, Weber told the Panama City News. Here is my mother, 95 years old, 105 pounds, barely able to stand, and then this. Weber said her mom worked as a nurse for 65 years and was very calm during the inspection. Weber told the newspaper that she filed a complaint with the Department of Homeland Security soon after the incident. She talked with a department employee on June 22nd who told her that the security officers followed their procedure during the search. Quote, while every person and item must be screened before entering the secure boarding area, TSA works with passengers to resolve security alarms in a respectful and sensitive manner. Take your mother's diaper off! Clean her ass! I need to do an anal search. Take a look rectally. We have reviewed the circumstances involving the screening and determined our officers acted professionally and according to proper procedure. TSA is great. The incident involving Weber's mother is the latest in a string of stories about TSA security procedures. We've talked about the scanners on the program. People are just pissed off left and right about this crap. Just don't fly. Take a train. 1800s. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Mesa, Arizona. Mesa police have located the severed leg of the deceased victim involved in Sunday's fatal hit-and-run collision. Where was the leg? It was found on a goddamn roof. How hard did that car hit this poor son of a bitch? That the leg was ripped off of this dude, and the leg then went flying on top of a building. The leg was found on the roof of a building inside Uncle Bob's Storage. twice. Police say the building is about 160 feet from where the hit and run occurred, and investigators believe the impact from the collision may have projected the leg onto the roof. Police located the suspected vehicle on Monday, but returned to the scene of the collision with no evidence of the leg. It was not found in the car. They're hoping to find the leg, like, buried inside the grill or something, or hanging from it. Police said the suspect, identified as 26-year-old Jose Padilla Rodriguez, admitted that he was the driver of the car. Padilla Rodriguez was arrested Monday on suspicion of 2 counts of failing to stop and 2 counts of failing to remain at the scene of a fatal collision. Style points were awarded, however, for distance and height, not to mention an insane stunt bonus for having the limb land on a roof, resulting him in unlocking the Leg Up Trophy achievement. Congratulations. Sorry, I thought it was an Xbox 360 game. All right, and finally today, I sort of have a distorted view, Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition Tonight Piece.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Yes.
Who was bringing up 3 very lovely girls.
And apparently had crabs. Yes, Mother Brady Florence Henderson is revealing in her new memoir. And I have to say, that's how you sell fucking books. Give people what they want. I want to hear all about, you know, Carol Brady's STDs. I'm in, man. All right, I love the news. Florence Henderson, the actress who played Perky Mom Carol Brady in the beloved family sitcom, says she once got crabs after a one-night stand with career politician John Lindsay, who at the time was the mayor of New York City. Henderson, now 77, recounts in her upcoming memoir that she was cheating on her husband during the 1960s and gave in to her better judgment when her married and unattractive friend put the moves on her over drinks at Beverly Hills Hotel. I was lonely. I knew it wasn't the right thing to do. So what did I do? I did it, she writes in Life is Not a Stage, set for publication in September. Henderson went home later that night and awoke to a grisly surprise the next day as she saw little black things crawling over her bed and body. An urgent call to a doctor took care of the problem, known medically as pubic lice, and Lindsay sent her flowers in a note of apology. Classy. I guess I learned the hard way that crabs do not discriminate, but cross over all socioeconomic strata. Anyone can get crabs. He must have had quite the active life. What a way to put the kibosh on a relationship. Lindsay, who died in 2000, was mayor of New York from 1966 to 1973. Before that, he was a U.S. congressman. He launched a brief bid for the Democratic presidential nomination in 72. His wife of 51 years died in 2004 from crab complications. No. Henderson is probably best known for her work on the Brady Bunch. That is selling her a bit short, though. You know what I remember best about Florence Henderson? Her Wessonality. Not sure what that is, but she's got it. The book devotes only a chapter to that part of her life, and she shoots down the often-told story that she had an off-screen affair with Barry Williams, who played her eldest son, Greg Brady. Barry did have a serious crush on me, which I understood and helped him get past, Henderson writes. Let's just say that if he had entertained a role in The Hay With Me, I would have never done it. The two, separated in age by 20 years, remain good friends to this day. For the most part, the book focuses on Henderson's childhood and abusive home, her Broadway stardom, second marriage, whatever. Boring stuff. The book should just be a pamphlet. I just want to hear the crab story and that's it. And I would pay $20 for the audio version of that. No need to write a whole, 19 more chapters. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, talk to me, please. Let me know what you've been up to this weekend.
Hey, Timmy Boo. They call me cutie patootie. Rocking out the pageant state, shaking my booty. Cutie patootie. I'm a little southern girl, but no, I'm not snooty. You see my face in the magazine? Papers and the TV screen.
He's kind of going out of his accent, leaving him when he sings.
Got my own face. Pretty girl, pretty eyes. Squeezy dress, grand prize.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, queer. Hi, Joe Limmer McGoo here. Oh. I just drank like a half gallon chocolate milk today. I know, dumb. Anyway, I'm having the shits, man. I figured I'd call in the chef for you.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh. I'll tell you what, man. Don't ever drink a half a gallon of chocolate milk in under an hour right before you have to go to work.
Got the chocolate milk squirts.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt in Kansas. And I thought you'd be interested in this dream that I had the other night.
Better not have to deal with equality and black people, because I don't want to hear it. Go somewhere else. No, thank you.
Yeah, basically, I was having sex with my wife, but you were there, and while I was pumping it into her...
I'm always there with you freaks. I'm kind of like Jesus.
You were kind of giving me like a hand job, but it was like a hand job from inside her vagina. So it was like you were kind of helping me out.
Like I was using her vagina as a glove?
Me on target. But like I know that your hand probably couldn't be in her badge and doing it. So that's the magic of dreams.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's weird. I thought you'd like that. Bye.
Hope you got off. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. Such member Kenny here.
Hi, Kenny.
It's June 17th, and I noticed you posted a best of show. And unlike a lot of people, I'm not going to complain. I completely understand. But I'm curious. Whenever you do that, generally are people pretty cool with it, or do you get a lot of people bitching?
No, people are assholes. They don't get it.
That you should be
they don't give me any slack. They get angry with me all the time.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
This is what I'm paying for. A best of show. assholes. Listen, I try to do a show every day. Once in a while, I can't, either because of stuff coming up. Or because I'm not feeling well, you know me and my immune system, you know. And sometimes I just want a day off. So suck it, bitches. But I've been a lot better than I have been in the past. Like I remember back in like 2005 or 2006, I would do best of shows all the time. And now I spaced out. As a matter of fact, I do have a vacation coming up. It was actually unplanned. But now it's kind of planned. It's all the way out in August, so I guess it is planned at this point. Corey is releasing a CD, a new Butt Fudge Sunday CD. I've heard some tracks from it. It is fantastic. You are all going to want to purchase it. And he's going to do 3 episodes of Butt Fudge Sunday, and it's going to be great. What's going to happen is he's going to do a couple episodes for everyone, not just Sideshow members. He's going to do a Wednesday program. The Thursday show will be Sideshow exclusive, just like normal. And then he's going to do a Friday show for everyone. And so I'm going to get a little bit of time off there with some new Butt Fudge Sundays for you. So new content will be posted, but Corey will be filling in for me pretty much. And if you've heard Butt Fudge Sunday, I'm sure you like he plays all sorts of weird stuff. You know, parodies, mashups and stuff. You guys will love it. It'll be something a little different. And that's coming up, I believe, in August.
Goo Tim, Hippie Freak here, a very proud member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
Yes.
Sideshow Freak for 3 years. I don't call in too often. Call in maybe once or twice, but I figured you could use somebody who sounds like they haven't called in ever. So, your last couple shows have been great. I love the your rant about the hot dog happy fit, like fun man thing. I could practically hear your cheek grinding.
Oh,
it's like I told you to eat. It made me laugh so hard. So, keep up the good work.
The Happy Hot Dog Man. What a dumb name for a product.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old nerd head from Seattle.
CJ, checking in. Good
to hear from
you.
The first thing is I think it's funny that fecal vomiting has replaced Putin as the useless voicemail topic of the moment.
I know. Well, What did you mention?
I think it's funny that fecal vomiting has replaced Putin as...
Oh, yeah, Putin. Yeah, well, Putin was one, and then we, for about a month or two, people were talking about which way they're going to fucking wipe.
Useless fecal voicemail topic
that.
Of the moment. I think that's kind of funny. And the second thing is, and I hope this voicemail plays on the free side, but... all the freeloaders, get a fucking membership. Like, it's not going to fucking kill you. Just $5 a month. You know, just get a fucking membership. Don't be a fuck-up.
Oh.
You know, if you don't have a Sideshow membership, you are a fucking idiot. And that's it. Thanks for the show.
Take
Tim.
It from CJ. He's almost dead.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Travis in Tennessee. Long time listener. Seldom calling in because...
I like
well,
that.
Well, you asked us to.
Right. Long-time listener, seldom caller. That's perfect. I love to hear from new freaks and freaks that don't check in all the time.
Actually, been a listener since 2005. I just really rarely call in. Been a sideshow member for years, too.
Good boy.
So how's your dad doing? You know, we haven't really heard much, and seems like for a while he's having some problems there. What's going on with that? What's going on in the life of Timmy Boo?
Yeah, Dad's doing good. Mom's doing good. Everyone's doing good. I'm happy. I don't have to rush dash to Beulah for anything. And I remember I don't know if I told this on the show or not, but one of the times my dad was in really bad shape. When he was puking and shitting blood, basically. And we got him to the hospital, and it was the emergency room. And they don't shut the doors in the emergency room, right? There's, like, rooms and stuff. And my dad had to shit. And I don't know if they had stabilized him at that point. They must have. But he sat down on this... he had to get up from bed and sit on this, this, like, porta-potty type thing. Which is like a walker, but it had like a seat on it, you know, to shit on. And the fucking stench, like, it was the worst shit ever. Because, you know, all that crap and, like, blood and everything else. Blood apparently is very stinky. And it filled up the emergency room, the whole emergency room. People were like, what the hell is going on? Like, it's my dad taking a shit. But it was really, it was like black, thick liquid coming out of his ass.
I
inspected.
Cut the water out!
What's up, Tim? I just wanted to let you know something. Kind of a note, you know, you're a brief moment. Like, me and my boyfriend were having sex, right?
A lot of gay people calling in. Enough already, you faggots. Come on! No, you're fine. Call in. I want to hear all about your sexual exploits.
Me and my boyfriend were having sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
what position?
I stopped by this little X-rated video store.
While you were having sex?
In Orlando. And they had this little toy. Like this, two vibrating eggs. The wires sticking out. And, like, they had the remote.
Wires sticking out?
Control the vibration. So, I pushed one in my baby's ass. And then I pushed the other one. And just seeing him come, it was crazy to look on his face.
Okay. You should have recorded that. You don't have to record, like, his junk or anything. Just his face when he's, you know, coming. His face off so hard.
His part is when he was walking away and the fucking strings to the eggs, which are still up in his ass.
Oh, I see. So it's like a tampon string. Nice.
Hilarious. Anyway.
Picks and vid next time, please. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow Freak the Professor, my first call, calling about your June 16th sideshow with the special man, Let Him Have It. That is an absolutely legendary commercial in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
It's probably from the 90s, mid or early 90s.
What the hell was wrong with that guy?
Fantastic. Jagoo.
They call him the special man, but he sounded retarded. Is he special that way, too?
Hey, Tim and Boo, this is Houston from New York. I have one question for you. What is the one thing a straight guy does not want to say at a gay bar?
What?
That would be wee-wee. Yeah, I know. I'm a loser. I should be raped by a pack
of
nigger women.
One of the worst jokes I've ever heard in my life. Fail. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it okay?
You fucking bastard! Don't you do that!
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Word of mouth. That's how I get new listeners. So, you know, do your part. STD, baby. I will be back tomorrow with the Tuesday program. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
and poop and poop and poop and poop and poop